This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala abdihi wa rasulihi nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in amma ba'd. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. I welcome our dear brothers and sisters in al-Islam. I welcome our students, walhamdulillah, to a continuation of our lessons in the Arabic language with your brother in Islam, Bilal Ismail of the Al-Kawthar Institute and Imam Development Project with you, walhamdulillah. Ya Abdallah, Ya Amatallah, MashaAllah, Tabarakallah. In our previous majlis, we completed lesson number 3 of book 2 of our Arabic syllabus, walhamdulillah. بإذن الله تعالى يا عبد الله يا أمة الله. In this majlis, we move on to lesson number 4, الدرس الرابع. الدرس الرابع, lesson number 4. But before that, بإذن الله تعالى وذكر فإن ذكرى تنفع المؤمنين. Allah mentions in the noble Quran and remind وذكر فإن ذكرى, for verily the reminder تنفع المؤمنين, it benefits the believers, والحمد لله. In lesson number 3, which was a long lesson, mashaAllah, tabarakAllah, lesson 1, 2, and 3 of book 2, they have been a bit difficult, no doubt, but man ijtahada wajada, whoever exerts themselves, then they will find what they are looking for, walhamdulillah. Whoever makes the effort, then there's always a silver lining, there's always light at the end of the tunnel, mashaAllah, tabarakAllah. Adarsu thalithu, with regards to lesson number 3, we learned af'al at-tafdil, that these comparative type of words. He is bigger, she is smaller, he is smarter. We came across, for example, the comparative form akbaru minhu, bigger than him. أصغروا منه, smaller than him. أطولوا منها, taller than her. When we are comparing two matters, we use this form and we usually bring in the word min after it because we are comparing two matters, inshallah. Example, سليمان أطول من أحمد. Sulaiman is taller than Ahmed. سليمان أصغر من محمد. Sulaiman is shorter, is smaller than Muhammad, mashaAllah. We covered the superlative degree. إبراهيم أحسن طالب في الفصل. Ibrahim is the best student in the classroom. إبراهيم أحسن طالب. أحسن طالبين, best student في الفصل, in the classroom. محمد أطول طالب في الجامعة. Muhammad is the tallest student in the university. إلياس أصغر طالب في المدرسة. إلياس is the smallest student in the school, in the madrasa, in the school, والحمد لله. We saw, for examples, verses in the Noble Quran. إِنَّ أَنْكَرَ الْأَصْوَاتِ لَصَوْتُ الْحَمِيرِ. The worst of all types of sounds is the sound of the donkey. Excellent. We also touched upon لَكِنَّ, which is a sister of إِنَّ. What do? They make the word after them, take a fatha. لَكِنَّ, but. كَأَنَّ, similar to. They are sisters of inna. What are all the sisters of inna? Inna, we have anna, we have li anna, we have lakinna, we have la'alla, we have later. These are all the sisters of inna. Not forgetting ka'anna, also a sister of inna. Walhamdulillah. So those were the sisters of inna. They make the word after them mansub, walhamdulillah. We also covered cardinal numbers. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. We covered from 11 to 20. Ahada ashara taliban, 11 students. Ithna ashara taliban, 12 students. 13. Thalathata ashara taliban. Feminine. Thalathata ashara taliban. Why? Because talib is masculine. What we are counting is masculine. So the number before it will be the opposite when it comes to 3 to 10. So, thalathata ashara taliban. Arba'ata ashara taliban. Khamsata ashara taliban. We also touched upon ordinal numbers. Ad-darsu al-awwalu. Ad-darsu al-thani. الدرس الثالث, the first lesson, the second lesson, the third lesson, walhamdulillah. And when it comes to negative type of questions, for example, أطالبٌ أنت أليس كذلك? You are a student. Is it not so? Is it not so? Then you will answer with the word بلا أنا طالبٌ. I agree. Affirmative. بلا أنا طالبٌ والحمد لله. بإذن الله تعالى, we now move on in this majlis to lesson number 4. الدرس الرابع, the fourth lesson. الدرس الرابع, the fourth lesson. Inshallah, once we complete 5 lessons, we will do مراجعة. مراجعة, we will do revision inshallah of all 1 to 5 lessons بإذن الله, بإذن الله تعالى. الدرس الرابع, the fourth lesson, Yusufu and Ibrahimu. Remember, Yusuf and Ibrahim, both these names, they are diptotes. Why are they diptotes? Because in origin, they are not Arabic names. Yusufu, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ibrahimu, wa alaikum assalamu wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban. He says, welcome, welcome. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bika, ya khali. Ahlan wa sahlan, ahl meaning like my family, you are like my family. Wa sahlan, come easy. Marhaba, welcome to you. Ya khali, oh my uncle. What type of uncle? What type of uncle? Mother's brother. Mother's brother is your khal. Mother's sister is your khala. Is your khala. Khali would be my mother's brother, my uncle. Kayfa haluka, how are you doing? How is your state? Kayfa, how, hal, your hal. Kayfa haluka, how are you doing? How is your state? La'allaka bi khairin. I hope that you are well. La'alla, la'alla, we dealt with this in our previous lesson. La'alla is also a sister of inna. La'allaka bi khairin. I hope that you are fine. I hope that you are well. La'allaka bi khairin. Yusuf says, Alhamdulillah. Aina abuka ya Ibrahimu? Aina abuka ya Ibrahimu? Aina where? Abuka, your father. Aina abuka, where's your father? Ya Ibrahimu. Ibrahim says, Dhahaba ila suqi. Dhahaba ila suqi. Dhahaba, he went. Dhahaba, he went. Where? Ila suqi, to the marketplace, to the shopping center, to the souq. Then Yusuf says, wa aina ummuka? And where is your mother? Wa aina ummuka? Ummuka, where is your mother? Ibrahim says, dhahabat. Look at the difference. With regards to a male, his father, we say dhahaba, he went. With regards to a female, we say dhahabat. We add in the ta, which is indicative of a female. Ta at ta'nith. Dhahabat ila khalati Zainaba. She went to my aunt Zainab. Dhahabat ila khalati. She went to my aunt, my mother's sister, by the name of Zainab. Dhahabat ila khalati. She went to my khala. My khala, khalati Zainaba. Zainaba, why Zainaba? Because Zainab is a diptote and it cannot take a kasra, and so here it will take a fatha. Dhahabat ila khalati Zainaba. Yusuf says, wa aina ikhwatuka? And where are your brothers? Dhahabu ila al-jami'ati. Note the differences. Dhahaba, he went. Dhahabat, she went. Dhahabu, they went. My brothers, they have gone to the university. إِلَى الْجَامِعَةِ. وَأَيْنَ أَخَوَاتُكَ. وَأَيْنَ أَخَوَاتُكَ. And where are your sisters? ذَهَبْنَا. ذهبنا إلى المدرسة. ذهبنا إلى المدرسة. They have gone to the school. ذهبنا إلى المدرسة. Note the difference. ذهب, he went. ذهبت, she went. ذهبوا, they went. ذهبنا, they went. But this is a group of females. Only a group of females. Yusuf says, a negative type of questioning. أما ذهبت إلى المدرسة اليوم؟ أما ذهبت إلى المدرسة اليوم؟ Have you not gone to school today? أما ذهبت إلى المدرسة اليوم؟ أما ذهبت إلى المدرسة اليوم؟ Have you not gone to school today? أما ذهبت إلى المدرسة اليوم؟ أما have you not ذهبت gone, speaking to the person directly, ذهبت you went, أما ذهبت have you not gone, where إلى المدرسة to school, when اليوم, اليوم is a ظرف, it's an adverb indicating place or time, did you not go to school today? How would you answer that? It's a negative type of question. So we will say, bala. Bala, if yes, you have gone. If obviously you have gone to school, you would say, bala, of course, affirmative. Dhahabtu wa raja'tu. Dhahabtu, I went. Every time you got 2-2-2, it means I did that action. Dhahabtu, I went. Jalastu, I sat. Qara'tu, I read. Sallaytu, I prayed. Katabtu, I wrote. قرأت, I read. ذهبت ورجعت from رجع, رجع, رجعت and I returned. ذهبت ورجعت, I went and I returned. بعد الحصة الأولى, after the حصة, the period, الأولى, after the first period. I went and I returned after the first period. لماذا رجعت? Why did you return? لماذا, لماذا, why, لماذا رجعت, why did you return? رجعت, I returned, something new now, رجعت لأنني مريض. This is another sister of إن. This is what we introduced to in this lesson. رجعت لأنني مريض. رجعت لأنني مريض. I returned because I am unwell. I am sick. مريضٌ, I am sick. لا بأس, no problem. No harm come to you. لا بأس, no harm comes to you. No issue, no problem. لا بأس. Somebody asks you, you know, can I move this? You say, لا بأس. No problem, no issue, no problem at all. There's no issue at all. لا بأس. أذهبت إلى الطبيب. أذهبت إلى الطبيب. Alif of questioning. أذهبت, did you go, where, إلى الطبيب, to the doctor? نعم, ذهبت, yes, I went. Yes, I went. So, mashallah, there's about three new matters in this lesson, inshallah. The first one being, أما ذهبت, did you not go? This is a negative type of question. And so, if in the affirmative, we say, بلا. Another new matter, لأنني, لأنني, this is a sister of inna. Lianna. Lianna is a sister of inna. And then la ba's. What does la ba's mean? No problem, no issue, all is well. Walhamdulillah. MashaAllah, tabarakAllah. Then, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, we move on to the tamareen, insha'Allah. The tamareen, walhamdulillah. Tamareen. تمرين رقم واحد, exercise number one. أجب عن الأسئلة الآتية. Answer the following questions. أجب, answer. عن الأسئلة, about the questions. الآتية, following. Following questions. أين ذهب أبو إبراهيم؟ أين ذهب أبو إبراهيم؟ أين ذهب أبو إبراهيم؟ Where went the father of Ibrahim? Jawab, ذهب إلى السوق. He went to the marketplace. ذهب إلى السوق. رقم اثنين, number two. وأين ذهبت أمه؟ وأين ذهبت أمه؟ وأين يعني where. ذهبت, went, she went. Where did she go? Who? أمه, his mother. And where did his mother go? Jawab, ذهبت إلى خالتي. He, ذهبت إلى خالته. ذهبت, she went. إلى, to, خالته, to his aunt. Whose aunt? Went to this This Ibrahim's aunt. ذهبت إلى خالته. She went to his aunt. Remember, you answering the question. You can't say she went to your aunt. No, that's the person answering's aunt. No, not to your aunt. She went to Ibrahim's aunt. ذهبت إلى خالتي إبراهيم. You could say that she went to the aunt of Ibrahim. Or ذهبت إلى خالته. She went to his aunt. Or you could say she went to her sister. ذهبت إلى أختها. ذهبت إلى أختها. She went to her sister. Number three. رقم ثلاثة. متى رجع إبراهيم من المدرسة؟ متى رجع إبراهيم من المدرسة؟ When did Ibrahim return from school? When? بعد الحصة الأولى. After the first period. بعد الحصة الأولى. بعد الحصة الأولى. بعد after الحصة الأولى. After the first period. ما شاء الله. رقم اثنين. تمرين رقم اثنين. Exercise number two. والحمد لله, this lesson is a short lesson. ضع هذه العلامة. Put a tick in front of that which is صحيحة and a cross in front of that which is incorrect. إبراهيم ابن أخت يوسف. إبراهيم ابن أخت يوسف. إبراهيم is the son of the sister of Yusuf. Is that correct? Yes, that is correct. That is correct. Ibrahim ibn ukhti Yusufa. Ibrahim is the son of the sister of Yusuf. Is the son of the sister of Yusuf. Yusufu ammu Ibrahima. Yusuf is the paternal uncle of Ibrahim. Father's brother. Incorrect. Incorrect. He's the khal. Khal. Mother's brother. Not father's brother. Number three. Akhawatu Ibrahima. The sisters of Ibrahim. Dhahabna ila al-maktabati. They have gone to the library. Incorrect. Dhahabna ila al-madrasati. Dhahabna ila al-madrasati. They have gone to the school. They've gone to the school, not the library. أخوات إبراهيم ذهبنا إلى المكتبة. Incorrect. ذهبنا إلى المدرسة. Number four. إخوة إبراهيم ذهبوا إلى الجامعة. إخوة إبراهيم, the brothers of Ibrahim, Ibrahim's brothers, ذهبوا إلى الجامعة. They have gone to the university. صحيح. That is correct. والحمد لله. Why did we say إخوة إبراهيم? Why not إخوة like Muhammadin? Why not إخوة إبراهيمي? Because the word, the name Ibrahim is a diptote. It is allergic, ممنوع من الصرف. It is allergic to a kasra. So instead it will take a fatha. Number five. ما ذهب إبراهيم إلى الطبيب? Incorrect. It says here, ما ذهب, he did not go to the doctor. No, the reality is he did go to the doctor. والحمد لله. حياكم الله. يا عبد الله, يا أمة الله, بإذن الله تعالى, بإذن الله تعالى, we move on to number three, exercise number three. ضع في الأماكن الخالية, put in the blank spaces, فيما يلي, which follow, الفعل ذهب, the verb ذهب, وأسنده إلى الضمير المناسب, and give it the appropriate change required. Example, الأولاد blank إلى الملعب. الأولاد something إلى الملعب. Use the verb ذهب. Use the verb ذهب. Will it be الأولاد ذهب إلى الملعب? No. أولاد plural many. So we would say ذهبوا إلى الملعب. الأولاد ذهبوا إلى الملعب. أعد. Repeat. الأولاد, the children, ذهبوا إلى الملعب. They have gone to the playground. To the playground. الأولاد meaning the kids. What if I said أولادي, my kids, my children? والحمد لله. Number two. الطالبات something إلى المدرسة. الطالبات something إلى المدرسة. Answer. الطالبات ذهبنا إلى المدرسة. الطالبات ذهبنا إلى المدرسة. A group of only females. الطالبات, the female students, ذهبنا إلى المدرسة. Have gone to the school. They went to the school. Number three. المدرس something إلى الفصل. المدرس blank إلى الفصل. المدرس ذهب إلى الفصل. المدرس ذهب إلى الفصل. Number four. أنا something إلى المطار. أنا something إلى المطار. I went to the airport. أنا ذهبت. I went. أنا ذهبت إلى المطار. To the airport. Number five. أختي my sister. Something إلى المطبخ. My sister went to the kitchen. مطبخ is the kitchen. أختي ذهبت إلى المطبخ. ذهبت إلى المطبخ. My sister went to the مطبخ. والحمد لله. And number six. أين something أنت. Where did you go? أين ذهبت أنت. أين ذهبت أنت. Where went you? Where did you go? أين ذهبت أنت. أين ذهبت أنت. والحمد لله. تمرين رقم أربعة. صحح الجمل الآتية. Correct the following sentences. أذهبت إلى المستشفى يا محمد. These sentences, there's an error in them. There's something wrong in them. You need to correct it. أذهبت إلى المستشفى يا محمد. Correct it. أذهبت. Did you go to the hospital يا محمد. أذهبت إلى المستشفى يا محمد. أذهبت إلى المستشفى يا محمد. Number two. آمنة وفاطمة وزينب رجعوا من الجامعة. آمنة وفاطمة وزينب رجعنا من الجامعة. آمنة فاطمة زينب, they have returned from the university. رجعنا. Number three. زملائي my colleagues ذهب إلى مكة. My colleagues have gone to Makkah. Dhahaba is for just one person. We need to adjust it. Zumala'i dhahabu ila Makkata. My colleagues have gone to Makkah. Zumala'i dhahabu ila Makkata. Mumtaz. Number four. Ana raja'ata min al-Riyadi amsi. Ana raja'ata. You returned from Riyadh yesterday. Incorrect. Ana raja'atu. I returned من الرياض أمسي. I returned from Riyadh last night. مريم وبناتها ذهبت إلى جدة. مريم وبناتها ذهبنا إلى جدة. Group of females. مريم and her daughters. مريم وبناتها ذهبنا إلى جدة. أمي قال أنا مريضة. No. أمي قالت. And then what? أنا مريضة. أمي قالت أنا مريضة. May Allah grant her شفاء. Exercise number five. أجب عن الأسئلة الآتية بالنفي مستعملا ما. Excellent. Answer the following questions in the negative using ما. ما. We say ما في مشكلة. There's no problem. ما في مشكلة. There's no problem. أذهبت إلى المدرسة أمس. Did you go to school yesterday? أذهبت إلى المدرسة أمس. So let's say you didn't go to school. How would you answer? لا. ما ذهبت إلى المدرسة أمس. ما ذهبت إلى المدرسة أمس. ما ذهبت. I did not go. ما ذهبت. ذهبت means I went. ما ذهبت. I did not go. ما ذهبت إلى المدرسة أمس. I did not go to school yesterday. أرجع أبوك من بغداد؟ أرجع أبوك من بغداد؟ Did return your father from Baghdad? أرجع أبوك من بغداد؟ Did your father return from Baghdad? لا, no, comma. ما رجع أبي من بغداد؟ ما رجع أبي من بغداد. My father did not return from Baghdad. ما رجع did not return. Who? أبي, my father. From where? من بغداد. From Baghdad. Baghdad is a diptote. That's why it is allergic to a kasra. من بغداد. Number 3. أذهبت أختك إلى المستشفى؟ Did your sister go to hospital? أذهبت أختك إلى المستشفى? Did your sister go to hospital? لا, no. ما ذهبت? ما ذهبت? Did not go. ما ذهبت أختي إلى المستشفى? ما ذهبت أختي إلى المستشفى? My sister did not go to hospital. ما ذهبت أختي إلى المستشفى? رقم 6. Exercise number 6. تأمل ما يلي. Ponder over the following. The sister of Inna. Sister of Inna. Which is لِأَنَّ. Because of. لِأَنَّ. Let's see. لِأَنَّ equals the lam and the أَنَّ. The lam of reason and أَنَّ. They are a sister of Inna. Walhamdulillah. Let's see. لِأَنَّ plus هُوَ becomes لِأَنَّهُ. Because he. لِأَنَّ plus هِيَ. لأنها لأن plus أنت لأنك because you. رجع حامد من المدرسة. رجع حامد من المدرسة. حامد returned from school لأنه مريض because he is sick. لأنه مريض because he is sick. رجعت آمنة. رجعت آمنة. آمنة returned من المدرسة from school. لأنها مريضة because she is sick. لأنها مريضة because she is sick. رجعت من المدرسة. I returned from school لأنني مريضة. So a female is speaking. رجعت من المدرسة. I returned from the school لأنني مريض because I am sick. رجعت من المدرسة لأنني مريضة because I am sick. How do we know that it's a female who's speaking? Because she said, because the person said, لأنني مريضة. مريضة. So we know it's a female speaking. والحمد لله. Exercise number 7. The last exercise here. اقرأ المثال ثم أجب عن الأسئلة الآتية بنعم أو بلا. Answer the following questions and answer them using نعم, which means yes. And بلا. بلا is used to reply to a negative question. Right? This is to reply affirmative. Reply in agreement to a negative type of question. Example. أذهبت إلى المدرسة أمسي. أذهبت إلى المدرسة أمسي. Did you go to school yesterday? Is this a negative type of question or a normal question? Normal question. أذهبت إلى المدرسة أمسي. How do you answer in the affirmative? نعم. ذهبت. Yes, I went. That's simple, easy. Now look at the negative type of asking that same question. أما ذهبت إلى المدرسة أمسي؟ أما ذهبت إلى المدرسة أمسي؟ Did you not go to school yesterday? Did you not go to school yesterday? So here we will answer بلا ذهبت. I affirm I have gone to school. Notice the difference between both of them. The structure of the question and the way we answer. Let's see. أرجع أبوك من السوق؟ Did your father return from the marketplace? نعم. رجع نعم رجع. Yes, he returned. Simple, easy. Now, أما رجع أبوك من السوق؟ أما رجع أبوك من السوق؟ Did your father not return from the marketplace? بلا رجع. بلا رجع. That's how we answer. Number 3. أذهبت ليلى إلى الجامعة. أذهبت ليلى إلى الجامعة. Did Layla go to the university? نعم ذهبت. نعم ذهبت. Yes, she went. The same question in the negative type of questioning. أما ذهب. Ama, or rather, different question. Ama dhahaba akhuka ila riyadi? Ama dhahaba akhuka ila riyadi? Did your brother not go to Riyadh? Did your brother not go to Riyadh? Let's say he went. So you would answer, bala dhahaba. Bala dhahaba. Did your brother not go to Riyadh? Bala, I affirm, he did go. Dhahaba, he went. Walhamdulillah. With that, we come to the end of Ad-Darsu Rabi'u. Ad-Darsu Rabi'u, exercise number 4. Walhamdulillah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us khair and barakah. May Allah grant us an understanding of the Arabic language. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, bi-iznillahi ta'ala. We take a maxim from the Noble Quran. And inshallah, this is maxim number 35, walhamdulillah, mashaAllah. We've covered 34 already, and now 35, inshaAllah. Allah states in the Noble Quran, Surah Baqarah, verse number 186, longest surah in the Quran, Suratul Baqarah. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي. When they ask you, who asks you? عِبَادِي, my servants. About what? عَنِّي, about myself. فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. Verily, I am close. أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِي. فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ. I answer the dua of the one who calls me. I answer the dua. I answer the call of the one who makes dua to me. أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِي. I answer the dua of the one who calls upon me. Surah Baqarah 186. Subhanallah. This maxim, this foundational principle is to do with iman. It's to do with one's faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we know that dua is one of the most important acts of worship. Dua is one of the most important acts of worship. In fact, our salah is called salah. What does salah linguistically mean? It means dua. It means to ask. It means to ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ad-du'a huwa al-ibadah. Dua is the essence of worship. Essence of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this verse is in the middle of the verse dealing with the month of Ramadan, dealing with the matter of fasting. So it also indicates to us, subhanallah, that when one is fasting, you know, one's closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is super great. This is most likely a time that your du'as will be accepted. And so ask Allah at all times and most especially when you are fasting. Let's see. In the Quran, we have about 14 different types of questions that people ask the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yas'alunaka 'anil anfal, yas'alunaka 'anil mahid, yas'alunaka, they ask you about this, they ask you about that. And then the verse will also then have qul, you say to them the answer is such and such. You say to them the answer is such and such. But in this verse, that qul is not mentioned. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي, it doesn't say فَقُلْ إِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. Then say to them, I am close. The say to them part is not there, it's absent. SubhanAllah. Why? Maybe because in this verse to show that, you know, to show the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to that servant. The servant should be in such closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that there's no need to say, and say to them. Because that would like have been a pause in the sentence and say to them, no, leave that out. I am close. If my servants ask you about me, I am close. Not even say to them, I am close. We hope you understood that, Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, the day is to show the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to His servants who especially ask from Him. So that's one point there. This shows us the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to us. And so there's no need for any intermediary. There's no need to ask anyone else. Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he taught Abdullah ibn Abbas, إِذَا سَأَلْتَ فَاسْأَلِ اللَّهِ. When you ask, ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِذَا اسْتَعَنْتَ فَاسْتَعِنْ بِاللَّهِ. And when you seek assistance directly from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We all say in our salah, minimum 17 times a day, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. Only you do I worship, and only from you and in you do we seek help. So then, How can it be that out of salah I contradict that? Rather, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directly, why? فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ, Allah said. For verily, I am close to my servants. عِبَادِي, Allah said, عِبَادِي, to my servants. Allah made this idafa, this mudaf, mudafun ilay, that we are His servants. We are Allah's servants, subhanAllah. The wording structure there indicates closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ, I answer the call of those who make dua to me. Remember, answering is different from giving you what you want. Allah answers your duas, but may not necessarily give you what you asked for. You asked for the Mercedes Benz, maybe you didn't get it, but Allah answered your duas. Either gave you what you wanted, or prevented a harm from reaching you in lieu of that. Or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kept this for you in the hereafter, your rewards in the hereafter. A brother he once mentions. He says, I make shukr to Allah for not answering my du'as, those things that I asked for, and rather I thank Allah for giving me what He felt was better for me, and that was better. I was naive, and I was asking about A, and I wanted A, and I was dreaming about A, but in reality I didn't know that A was bad for me. And what I got, which was C, that was better for me, walhamdulillah, by a million times. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, imagine that. We might make dua for something, we don't know if it's good for us, if it's bad for us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us what is best for us, walhamdulillah. And remember, this verse also ties in with the matters of fasting, and so an important time, the time of iftar, the time of suhoor, that one should turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ask from Him. Every last third of the night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends and asks from the creation, who has a need, who wants forgiveness, who wants this, etc., then I will give. But very few are those who petition and ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu musta'an, Allahu musta'an. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq. May Allah grant us understanding. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us istiqama. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from amongst the people who they say and they do, they're doing and they're saying is on par and the same. Not that they are shiny Muslims on the outside and slimy Muslims inside, but rather the inside and the outward are both the same. Walhamdulillah upon khair and barakah. Hada wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala abdihi wa rasulihi nabina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Until we meet again, barakallahu fiqh. Remember, brothers and sisters, all the audios are uploaded to muslimcentral.com. Hayyakumullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.